With a deal in place to end the war with Iran, the price at the pump is expected to fall. The cost of crude oil is already dropping under $100 a barrel, says Janet Tidwell of AAA Mid-Atlantic.
Great news for motorists heading into the second holiday weekend of summer as they go to fill up their gas tanks, because as is typically the case, the majority of holiday travelers this year nationwide, about 85%, will take to the roads for the July 4th holiday.
Tidwell says even though gas prices go up like a rocket, well, they fall like a feather. So expect that big increase in the cost of filling up to take a while to go back down. An investigation is underway into a shooting last night at a restaurant in Chester. WHYY's Tom McDonald tells us more.
Four people were taken to the hospital after the shooting outside an Uno Pizzeria near the campus of Widener University in Chester. The incident in the 1500 block of Providence Avenue is under investigation by Chester Police, and the university issued a statement saying they're cooperating with the police in the matter. Residents in the area told our news partner 6ABC they had a similar end-of-semester celebration last year, but without the shooting. Police continue to try and sort out what caused the shooting and if any of the victims had ties to the shooters. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Warm out there on this Thursday afternoon, Downingtown at 85, 84 right now in Atlantic City, Wilmington at 87, and in the heart of Philadelphia, we are sitting at 88 degrees, a light breeze, and some sticky conditions out there as well. Temperature's going to go up another few degrees before the day is out. We could get into the low 90s, and those breezy conditions persisting through the rest of the afternoon and into the evening. Overnight, cloudy skies, temperatures not getting too cool. We're looking at overnight lows dipping down to around 70 or so. For Friday, we expect perhaps some showers in the morning. Then after that, fairly cloudy skies. Temperatures, though, coming down. We're looking at highs for Friday as we wrap up the work week, getting into the low 80s. Then a beautiful weekend on tap with temperatures in the low to mid 80s.